Hey there, my sweet listener. How are you? This is episode 91 of the Positioning to Profit podcast, and I am happy you're here. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you stopping by and checking out this episode. We are at episode 91, as I mentioned. The topic is how to be more resilient in your business, because who couldn't use more of that? During tough times, during the wall-kicking moments, the uncertainty that you may be confronted with, because let's be honest, those moments are inevitable. It's about how you can move through that, how you can set yourself up to be tenacious. So I have two lovely women, the owners of Missing Logic, Tracy Christofferson and Michelle Trosep, and they are a part of my community at Prolific Cafe, and they have done so many wonderful things and are just growing by leaps and bounds, are getting their message out there. Now, they are healthcare professionals and they provide consulting for healthcare. You can only imagine how that brought in a whole host of different obstacles because of everything that happened with COVID and the pandemic and blah, blah, blah. So they were really confronted with, okay, how do we get the message out there when people's attention isn't necessarily on the message that you have? So we talk about that on this episode, and we talk about how it's so critical, it's mission critical to be resilient. So I really applaud Michelle and Tracy for having this ability to have that stick-to-itiveness. They're such a great example of that. They are the peanut butter and jelly partnership that you absolutely should check out, especially if you're in healthcare. Again, Missing Logic. And they're just incredible women. Okay, so before we go into the show, I do want to remind you that I am hosting the Cafe Call. It's an open Ask Me Anything Zoom group style call. The first one went over so well, I'm going to continue to do it. And basically all it is, when you go to thecafecall.com and sign up, you're going to get your confirmation and all the info on when to show up, all of the things, and it's just to help get you unstuck. It's so much fun. Doing hot seats is something I'm really, really good at, and I'm happy to help people, and I love seeing when those moments happen where they're like, oh my gosh, I got it. Like, that's what I'm addicted to. So that's why I'm doing the Cafe Call. So you can catch that over at thecafecall.com. Don't miss it. Again, it's something that I'm doing. You also can meet other people, and it's just so much fun. I am loving the whole idea that kind of came to me. So check that out. All right. And here we go with the show. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me, because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, I have the prestigious ladies of Missing Logic, Tracy Christofferson and Michelle Trosep. Am I saying it with the long O?
Trosep? That's correct. And the H is silent.
Oh, Trosep. I didn't know that, but I'm glad I was almost right. So ladies, welcome to the Positioning to Profit podcast. I know we're going to have a great conversation today about a very important topic. So while we talk about business, yes, this is business related, but more importantly, there is something that we all are wanting to recognize in this day and age, the importance of this one word. How's that for creating curiosity? But first, I'd like to turn it over to you, and please share with the audience a little bit about both of you, how you came together, and what I believe is a very impressive partnership that you both have. So I've mentioned that to you before. So turning it over to you, share a little bit about what you do.
Great. Thanks, Patty. Thank you for having us on your podcast. We're so excited to be here. Yeah, I think you've described Tracy and I as peanut butter and jelly.
Absolutely.
We sort of go together, don't we?
Yeah, you do.
So this is Michelle, and I'll start, and then Tracy can take it from there. But I'm a nurse, Patty, and Tracy and I have been colleagues and partners for over 30 years in healthcare. Amazing. And we have done transformational work in organizations across North America. And it was just amazing work. And we started out working with hospitals And then our work grew, and then we ended up going into big global companies to work with healthcare organizations. And we began to notice that this really wasn't going the way we wanted to go, because our passion is really healthy, healing work cultures and really tapping into the soul of why we're healthcare providers in the first place. So we started doing legacy planning, and we left corporate America in 2017 and took some time off to really think about what we wanted to do. And that's when Missing Logic was born.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Tracy, and yeah, thanks, Patty. This is just so much fun. Just love chatting with you here in your podcast. And I'm a respiratory therapist. And actually, you have to know how we started. Michelle and I met at hospital orientation over 30 years ago. And we were in this big auditorium full of people orienting to this hospital. And they did the stand up and shake the hand of the person behind you. And I was the person. And so Michelle and I like to say we've been shaking hands ever since.
I love that so much. It's literally, you were meant to connect.
It was and I knew it in the moment. I just thought, this is going to be something special, you know? And we were together at the bedside, you know, caring for patients. And as Michelle said, we had the great opportunity to lead significant transformational work in our hospital and take it out across the world. And that really prepared us for today in what we're doing. And when we left the corporate world, we knew we had greatness in us, right? We'd been planning that for about 10 years. We knew this was, you know, just the beginning of a beautiful relationship, so to speak. But we recognized two things when we left. And that was, you know, we were thinking about how can we serve? We recognized that what we had seen over the past 20 plus years was that leaders face the same challenges over and over and over because they were trying to solve problems that weren't solvable. And they didn't have the logic that they needed. So hence the name of our company, Missing Logic. So we bring the missing logic to healthcare. And then the other thing that was happening was burnout. So burnout is a significant challenge in healthcare. It was prior to the pandemic. And we were really concerned about the clinicians, of course, at the front line, but also about the leaders. And then when the pandemic hit, we were like, okay, here's where we need to focus our efforts, right? How can we just serve and really support the leaders? And we know behind every clinician is a leader holding them up. And that if organizations are going to have healthy, healing work cultures, you have to have healthy, resilient, and balanced healthcare leaders. And so that's what our focus has been.
That is really awesome, and which kind of beautifully brings us to the cross-section of what we really wanted to talk about was resilience. So in this day and age, in your business, both, and I almost see this as like so multidimensional, you've gone through lots of peaks and valleys type of thing as you're navigating the ambiguity around what's happening in healthcare. And at the same time, you're recognizing that the complexities of the burnout of your end customer is a lot more complex. And so there's a lot of ambiguity there, right? So what have you done from a differentiation standpoint to recognize? Because I believe the way that you serve best is by recognizing what's a problem that I'm solving for? What's a challenge that I'm solving for? And so with all that said, where do you start when you know that there's so much going on, as well as in your own business as well, right? So the resiliency topic is so important here to discuss.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's a great point. And healthcare is very complex for sure. And I think what Tracy and I uniquely did is we took things we had learned in the past. We took all of our experience. And one of the things we were really passionate about is introducing healthcare to the fact that there aren't just problems, that there are polarities. And those are two interdependent values that need each other to achieve a greater purpose and simplicity. A great analogy we use all the time is to think of breathing, right? And you need to inhale and you need to exhale. You can't do either or, you have to do both. And there's many polarities. And but then we realized it's more than just the concept of polarities. And now we wanted to bring a polarity intelligence to healthcare. And we did that through developing a framework called the dynamic balance effect. And it's, Patty, it's just been right in front of us as we worked with leaders going through this crisis. And it's just become clearer and clearer. And they have validated that, yeah, we do need dynamic balance methodology and resources to help us balance in a time where it is really crazy right now. And they are at risk for burnout and they do want to be resilient. So that was the first step, is just finding the processes and the tools to help walk them through that.
Yeah, I think a thing, something else too, is that what we recognized in our own work, and we have had personally, right? We've had faced many challenges. We've been burnt out. We've, you know, like everybody else, right? Who's a high achiever. And I think what we recognize, there's no silver bullet here, right? There's no one thing. And that's what's so important about the dynamic balance effect, is it's this combination of making mindful choices, which means you're clear on your values. You know who you need to be to get where you want to get. You know what you believe, right? And you shift your beliefs and you leverage the principles in life to keep you grounded, right? And then there's this polarity intelligence piece, which is about recognizing what can be solved and what can't and what needs to be managed. And then we teach them how to manage that. And then that personal alignment. If I don't know where I'm going, if I don't know what my purpose is, then how can I be resilient? How can I create this balance in my life if I don't have this combination of elements? And so that's what we began to realize, is people needed all of it, but it can be overwhelming to take all of that on at one time. So we've sliced it out into small pieces and incorporated those pieces into different programs so that we can introduce people and take them on a journey, basically, to develop this balance and resilience and end up thriving in their lives.
And I think that's so important, is that from what you're saying, there's a lot of elements to the transformation that you can provide. And in the instance of what you're talking about, just relating it to the millions of people that are listening to this podcast, just an FYI, is that you want to, if you have a complex topic like what you're talking about, it's important to just chunk it down or compartmentalize it or make it so that they're getting, they being your customers, your clients, are getting those small wins that are leading incrementally through that transformational bridge of what you can do for them. So instead of throwing it all at them, and then you're like the curse of knowledge being the worst thing ever, because then people are like, what are you talking about? Is at the end of the day, what is that pressing need that you've identified first and foremost? And then how do you feed a solution to them? So they're like, okay, nodding heads, you know, getting something positive out of this. What's next, ladies? Because I love what I'm seeing already. And that's the game here, is about incrementally creating those transformative bits for people so they're getting wins. And I absolutely love what you're saying. Can you give an example of maybe a client or somebody that you've worked with that has gone through that and kind of as an expression of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, sure. We have one individual in mind that I think is a great one to share. So we run a work-life balance boot camp. That's one of the aspects, one of the offerings, that kind of an initial offering that we have, and this individual enrolled in that. And in that process, we help them look at the positive benefits of work and what they want to get from work and what they want to get from a positive outcome perspective from home. And home is your whole personal life. It's not just your home, right? Like technically. And they map out a blueprint, right, for how they're actually going to achieve those positive outcomes, you know, why this is important to them. And everybody struggles with this. I mean, there isn't anybody who doesn't have to manage the tension between the work they do and having a home life, right? And getting the best of both. And in her, the first thing she said was like, oh my gosh, like writing it down made it concrete. Like they had to really intentionally think about, what do I really want at work? What matters to me? What do I really want in my home life? And then what actions do I need to take to get there, right? And so she just first had a ton of realizations just writing it out, as most of them do. But she had been at her place of employment for over 30 years. And what she realized in the process is that continuing to work there, which was an hour commute each way, right? An hour to and an hour home, taking out of the total time, plus being a leader, which means you don't, it's not a 9-to-5 job as a leader in healthcare. We know that, that her work life was really having a negative impact on her home life. And that, you know, and her, as she kind of thought through it, she realized that she needed to make a change. And the first time she realized is when she wrote it down as an action story, she's like, this is what I have to do. Like, she just came to that realization, right? And then she went on into our next program where we really work on mindset and really helping them to step into being that person that will take those actions. And she ended up resigning and leaving her job, and she got another job where she's only 10 minutes from home.
Oh, that's so great.
And she's leading a whole new team, and she feels like there's a whole new wave of opportunity in front of her. She also realized how the strengths that she had that she didn't recognize in herself when she was in her previous position. So it's just opened up a whole new world for her. And now she's in our kind of our main offer, our coaching program for the Rise of the Resilient and Balanced Healthcare Leader. And she's, now she's planning out her vision for how she's going to lead this organization and what she's going to do. And so it's just really opened up for her and made significant difference. So she would have never taken those steps had she not taken the first step of getting clear on what it was she wanted at work and at home.
I love that. Okay. So I have a question for you, and I'm getting a little bit of feedback. So Tracy, I'm just going to mute you while I'm talking. I think it's coming from you, and then I'll unmute you. So from my vantage point, if I was a healthcare leader and I'm looking at this initial bootcamp that you have, and it's called Work-Life Balance, there's other ones that there are other programs out there that do the same thing. How is yours different? Because I see that this is the initial starting point of this engagement that is giving, I mean, that example was absolutely stellar. So it goes beyond the work-life balance. So talk to me about, like, how would somebody come in, or if somebody is hearing this and say, well, how is this different? I already did the work-life balance thing.
Well, it's really different, Patty, because we walk them through, we've condensed it. So it's a daily connection with them, like for an hour a day. They're busy healthcare leaders. And by the time they finish, they walk away with their own work-life balance blueprint. And in the boot camp, we introduce them to the work and home polarity, which is a crux tension leaders have to manage. And they don't realize it. They don't even realize that they have a choice and they have agency of how they really put those actions both at work and at home. So all kinds of light bulbs go on when they go through it. So that's how it's uniquely different. I think we just bring a whole different lens to it, and we help them realize that it's not about 50-50. It's not about 50% of your time at work and 50% of your time at home. It's not about integrating everything together into one thing, and that they really aren't, they don't have to live with their current circumstances, that they have a choice. They can make mindful choices. So it's very empowering for them.
All right. We are about halfway through with this episode of the Position to Profit podcast, and I wanted to stop by with a share that I'm really excited about. Now, the fact that you're here means that you're probably looking for help with your marketing. I mean, let's face it, most of the marketing tips and the buzzwords that you hear out in the marketplace center around tactics that small business owners can employ. The problem with that is that there's a whole lot of tactics out there, but not a whole lot of strategy. And that's where I come in. I help coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs position themselves for profit. It won't cost you millions of dollars like the big brands, but it will cost you some time. And in this special book that I put together, you can find it over at positioningguide.com, positioningguide.com. I go into the essentials of positioning to profit, which is a guide that I put together for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs struggling to stand out. So head on over to positioningguide.com and grab a copy for yourself. All right, let's get back to the show.
I think it is the polarity intelligence piece that we bring, because people, to Michelle's point, if they have two beliefs about work-life balance. It's either I got to have 50% work and 50% home, or I've got to integrate everything, a smash up. And the reality is, this is a polarity, and the tension between these two is always going to work the same way. All polarities work the same way. When you overemphasize one to the neglect of the other, 100% of the time, you're going to experience the negative consequences of that, which is the loss of the other pole, right? Like if I overfocus on work, what's going to happen? I'm going to lose the positive outcomes that I want from home. And so we teach them this dance. We teach them how to manage it on an ongoing basis, not try to solve it. And that's the big differentiator. We've all been trying to solve the problem of work-life balance, and it's not a problem. So once they get that understanding that, oh my gosh, this is something I have to manage all the time, it's not going to go away. And when we teach them how easy it is to do that, just by being intentional and thoughtful and having a plan, it changes everything for them. And then we also teach them their red flags. So how do I know if I'm overemphasizing? How do I know when I need to course correct, and having a plan for that? And that's the big differentiator. We're not teaching them how to solve that problem. We're teaching them a whole new way of looking at the tensions they experience, not only between work and home, but in their whole life, because they're everywhere working out.
I love that. Very, very well stated. Okay, so we're going to transition a little bit. And I want to hear from you both as you look at your business and your partnership. And again, just navigating the complexities of this year, what would make this year a great year for you both?
Well, we want to get to more leaders. That would make it a great, great year, right? That's one of the reasons we're with you, Patty, is how do we get this message out there to a lot of different people? Because we know how much they need it, but they may not even know that Missing Logic exists and that our programs exist. So I think a big, you know, breakthrough year for us would just be reaching as many leaders as we can.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I think one of the things that we have learned is that one, you got to know where your people are. And I think, yep, you know, our people have been in hibernation all last year. I mean, the benefit of this last year has been we tested our programs. They are strong. Our clients come back time and time again. They can't wait for the next thing. So we know what we have works. And what we're leveraging, right, is understanding our market, where they're showing up. And I think one of the best things that we learned from you, Patty, was knowing their words, knowing what they're thinking, knowing what they need, not what you think they need, mm-hmm, but what they feel they need. And I think this year, just really tapping even more firmly into that and leveraging that to open up our funnel, to increase our exposure, I think is going to just make a huge difference. And we're just poised. We're poised and ready to do that.
I love that. And I know it's like the greatest comp. I'm telling you, it makes my day when somebody's like, I feel like I'm talking to like a good friend of mine across the kitchen table over a cup of coffee. I'm like, that's exactly the thing I'm going for, you know? And that's, yeah, it comes with that copious amount of study around really understanding what's going on in their heads, like in their voice, the way that they're articulating things. It's so, so, so powerful. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy to hear that, because it's, yeah, the unsexy work that we have to do. It's not fun. It's not as fun as like picking your logo or picking the website and, right, like doing all the fun stuff. And I know it's a bear. I know it's heavy when you're starting that process, but that in and of itself is the work that most people are not willing to do. That is going to be the differentiator for you to stand, yeah, out so, yeah, much.
That is priceless advice, right? And as an example, this week we sent out some emails for our new offer that we just put out, and we were getting emails back about, oh my gosh, this is an incredible email. Like, this really is resonating with me. Can't wait to hear what you've got tomorrow. Like, so all of that just paid off in spades, right? It was like, we know what we're doing. We know the voice of our, you know, premium prospect, mm-hmm, and we're leveraging it. And so it just feels so awesome.
And I love hearing that, because it also, from what I'm seeing in the way that you're saying that, is that there's such a rock solid confidence that what you have, right? Because you want to know your market, you want to know your message, and you want to have an offer. And when all three of those are aligned, it's magical. It's magical, because then you're like, I know that this is awesome, you know? nobody can debate that, because I've done my work. So kudos for you both. Yeah. That is tremendous. Okay. Another question. What do you wish you had known when you started out this adventure of entrepreneurship? I always love this question.
Oh my goodness. I got to think about that.
Well, I think what I would say is how much growth I was going to experience. I think this journey as an entrepreneur has changed me in ways I never dreamed it would.
I know.
And I'm grateful for it. And it's been probably one of the most challenging parts. You know, doing the work is not the issue, right? That's not hard. It's all the internal. It's who you change, who you evolve to become and to be that entrepreneur, right? To step into what you really want and what's available to you, right? So I think for me, that's it.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And I would say how much you have to unlearn. So we were very successful. I mean, we had great careers. We had, and so I don't think I think I took for granted how much I had to unlearn what made me successful before in this whole new entrepreneurial circle. It's different. And it takes you a while to realize, well, that worked before. Why isn't it working now? And it's a different game.
Well, can you give me an example of something that you had to unlearn? I'm really intrigued by that statement.
Well, I think it's how you present before at a corporate meeting or a corporate level, and you're reaching people, and they have a different mindset than maybe the individual leaders were really trying to get to. So you have to look at your approaches, your stories have to be different. You have to really think through all of that. And then a lot of that, to Tracy's point, takes a lot of personal reflection and growth as you really step into a new way of being. Because it wasn't the old you 3 years ago that left a corporate role.
Right.
Well, and I think you get a persona of who you are, right? And now, and that was me as a corporate leader, but now me as an entrepreneur coach, I'm a different person, right? Like that requires me to be different. And so I think it's kind of shedding some parts of who you've been, bringing the best of that with you, but knowing what you need to have to go forward.
Yes.
I could not agree with you more. It's almost like you have to shuck away all the layers that don't serve you. And yet for me, I erroneously negated my corporate side for so long because that was 100% ego. Like, I'm not a corporate person anymore. I'm an entrepreneur. And so there was so much ridiculousness about that. And I recognized, like, oh my God, give credence to the fact that I was there for 18 years and I learned so much, and honoring that part of myself, but then letting go of, like, because so many people are validated by their titles in the corporate world and they can't let go of that identity. So stepping into entrepreneurship and looking at things from a newbie lens, right? And really being curious and saying, like, wow, this is like such an interesting thing that I'm doing when I'm learning, coming at it from a completely new way of being. I couldn't agree with you more. And yet with all the challenges and all of that, you grow so much more. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely don't think I know that I could never not be an entrepreneur. It's just so fulfilling. So fulfilling.
Oh yeah, I could never go back.
Me either. Me either.
Right? I would never go back.
So
and, yeah, you know, it's like what got you here won't get you there. I mean, that's really truly what it is.
And it is.
I think it's taking the time to recognize that it's a part of a journey. Mm. I think it's all a journey.
Yeah, it's fun. So fun. Okay. So super random question, person, place, or a thing. What are three things you can say two or three things that inspire you right now? So let's start with Tracy. No pressure, Tracy.
Well, I would say my grandchildren inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
They are just amazing little people and they are so full of love and joy and they keep me young. So they inspire me. My husband inspires me because he's my everything. He does everything for me. He cooks, he cleans, he washes, he does the laundry, like whatever I need, he's there to support me 100% so I can be who I need to be and do the things I need to do.
What a beautiful partner.
And I think just this journey, right? Like this journey with Michelle, it inspires me. We are total opposites. And so she brings to me what I don't have and I bring to her what she doesn't. And that is inspiring and uplifting every day.
Beautiful. How about you, Michelle?
Well, I would say that what inspires me is, definitely our partnership. Like we've said so many times, you know, oh my gosh, can you imagine going through this all by yourself? So there is magic that is very inspirational in having a partnership and really bringing both of your strengths to it. And I'm really just inspired in the magic of the journey. Like I really believe amazing things can happen and just really tapping into why you're here and what your purpose is and just that belief that anything is possible. Absolutely anything is possible. And the other thing that inspires me is Tracy and I have started to work on a book on polarity intelligence. And that's been very inspirational. We've been taking steps towards it every week. And it seems like every time we meet, it's like, oh my goodness, this is just going to be amazing. And it just is very inspirational.
Oh, that's so exciting. I look forward to reading it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting, ladies. All right. Last question. What positioning advice would you give a fellow entrepreneur who is looking to grow their business?
Zag as much as you can. Don't be afraid. Just be you. Let the magic flow. I think that's what Michelle and I are just like, you know what? We're magic and we're just showing up as who we are. And if you don't like it, oh, well.
That's right. Because
then we're not for you, right? So we're just zagging all over the place.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Beautifully stated. How about you, Michelle?
I would say get coaching. And that was a new thing for me to really get coaching outside of the corporate world. But it has been priceless. And you learned so much from experienced coaches, but you also learn from the other entrepreneurs in the group and the communities that are formed are so inspirational and they just keep you going. So I would definitely recommend that.
Beautiful. All right, ladies. And then how can all the healthcare leaders connect with you and say, you know what? I need some missing logic in my life. How can they connect with you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. They could go to our website, missinglogic.com. And we have, you know, all kinds of information on there, information about us and our speaking engagements. And most importantly is our podcast. So we really encourage leaders to listen to Healthcare's Missing Logic podcast, you know, which is available on all podcast platforms, but is also on our website. And they can email us. It's really easy, Michelle@missinglogic.com or Tracy@missinglogic.com.
And that's Michelle with two L's and Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Because I do know some that spell with the C-E-Y. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure. So no, Tracy and Michelle, peanut butter and jelly. Do you guys see why I say that they're like peanut butter and jelly? Like they have to go together. So thank you so much for being on the show. I so adore you both. What you're doing is so important, so needed. And it is a grand mission that I know is going to just catapult into big, big things because it's all there. It's all in sync and it's really exciting to see. So congrats on that. And thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.